There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So talk of the theatre world in Dubai is Evita. The posters are up opposite my house at Dubai Opera. They're all over the place.
They are. You can't miss it, can you?
No, and it's opening on January the 22nd, which is not long. Not far away. It's on till February the 3rd. Make sure you catch it. Mark went all the way to London for his lost weekend, which you don't talk about because he gets into trouble. And you loved it.
It was absolutely amazing. I went to see it live in the West End. And as I was talking, a lot of the cast that I met over there are going to be coming over here to Dubai. So I can't wait to see it and, you know, kindle a few memories with some of the cast. But it's just such a moving, amazing production. You don't realise how good the score is until you hear it played live. You know, we've all heard the big songs out of Evita, but when you hear it live with a full orchestra, it really touches your heart.
It's different. Yeah. You said you were very moved by it.
I was very.
So we've got a few guests in the studio today.
I know. We've got one very young lady. She's just 9 years old. Her name is Jasmine Veriga, and she's got herself a part in Evita. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to see you, Jasmine. How did it feel when you got the news that you got that part in Evita?
When I got the news, I was very overwhelmed. I couldn't believe that I could get a solo in the opera.
It is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, were you there performing when I was one of the judges?
Yes.
So you've seen this young lady perform already?
I have, and I've seen the song that you did possibly 79 times in a row. Which was hard work by the end. It was very difficult because there were a lot of people who were pretty good, weren't there?
Yeah.
In those auditions. Did you feel like there was a lot of competition?
Yes, definitely.
And you managed to do it. You won. It's incredible. So who called? Yeah. Who told you? Was it Mummy who told you? Because I know Mum is in the studio with us. Aga, she's here. Mum, did you get the call or did you get it, Jasmine?
Mum got the call. I was actually when she told me, I was just about to finish my rehearsal for another show I did with school.
All right. So you're a real showbiz professional then. I mean, Mum, when you got the call, I bet your heart skipped a beat, didn't it?
Oh, I was so excited. I actually got a letter direct, you know, with a heading from the Dubai Opera, with a big heading, Evita, and I was like, oh no. And it was in bold, Jasmine Veriga's name. And I was just thrilled. I just think she's done amazingly well. We're very proud.
It's so exciting. Also in the studio with us, we have got Andrew Oldfield, who's a marketing director at Broadway Entertainment Group. You're bringing the production to Dubai Opera.
Yes, we are. Very excited.
You did not get a place on the judging panel with me, though.
No, I didn't. Liz got that. Liz and Jasper and you. So we thank you so much for all your hard work and choosing our little star, Jasmine, here. That's great.
It is amazing. We were just talking there before we went on air about how Dubai Opera are really opening up the opportunity for people who live in the region to get involved in actually being on the stage.
Yes, exactly. So we had the auditions for the children in November, but we're also on the hunt for some adults, so 32 adults. But we can probably talk about that a bit later, or you want to...
Yeah, let's go. I mean, 32 adults, so that's a lot of people.
We need 32 adults to come on stage. Unfortunately, there's no singing or dancing. It's walk-on roles, but it's throughout the whole show. So there's crowd scenes of when Ava is young, and there's crowd scenes in Buenos Aires and tango scenes and things like that. So we're looking for people who are passionate about theatre. They don't have to have previous theatre experience, but passionate about theatre that can put aside six or seven performances from the first week, or the second week, or if they're very excited, they can do the whole 2 weeks. but they have to commit to every performance in that week from 8 p.m. and the two matinees. And yeah, if you're excited about being on stage, please drop us a line. The email address, if you can send a passport copy, your photo, and just a little bit about yourself to evitaindubai@gmail.com.
I'm guessing it's why you're passionate about theatre and not I have a dog called James. When you say tell us a bit about yourself.
Yes, exactly. Well,
and when we talk about people on stage, obviously they're going to have to look a certain way, aren't they?
Yes, so you're right. They have to be pretty natural. We don't want anybody with bright pink hair or You know, platinum blonde.
So, I can't apply.
So there's one person in the studio that can't be on stage.
Actually, I read no piercings as well. So I'm totally, I've no chance, have I? So what kind of look are you going for?
Well, look, it's just a natural look. But we're happy to bring anybody. Look, it's the adult scene. So from 18 and above, but any age, any nationality, and just people who are excited about being on stage. Look, wardrobe, of course, is going to help everybody dress.
Yeah.
So that's great. Children as well as adults. So makeup and wigs and all
and
that.
And I think you're going to have to slick your hair in a certain way.
Yeah, yes, there's the... let me just read it.
Does it have
the
a particular
Cary Grant,
name?
It's, that Cary Grant, it's the Cary Grant style, isn't it? For gents, yeah. So side parting using gel and hairspray. Yeah. But we'll have people there to help you with that.
Mark could help with that. Actually, I've seen him do that before.
Yeah, I could do that. You know. if you can handle their earrings, then did guys wear earrings back then in Argentina?
In 1940, I'm not sure.
I'm not too sure either. Jasmine, can you tell us a little bit about the part that you're going to be playing?
I'm going to be playing the part of like a child, and when I'm doing my solo, I'm going to be like kind of praying to Evita in the church.
And how long will you need to practice, do you think, before you're ready? Or are you ready now?
I think I'm ready now.
Yeah. Have you been practicing at home?
Yes.
Yeah. And Mum, do you kind of, you know, give her a few pointers when she's practicing, or has she just got the role? Yeah.
What do you think? Jasmine had only overnight to actually get ready for the first audition. It was two staged auditions. So one was within her performing arts school, which is the DPA, locally in Dubai.
Yeah.
So she had to prepare Santa Vita song literally overnight. And I need to take credit here. It did help the fact that I can read music and I can quickly walk her through this. And she smashed it. And she did an outstanding job at this first auditions. And that gave her the entry to the second stage auditions in the Opera House. So, I've taken my credit for now. And I think, you know, I'm handing over the baton to my daughter. You know, that's her time to shine now.
So Mum sings as well, does she, Jasmine?
Yes.
And who's the better singer, do you think?
I don't know.
Oh, that's really sweet, isn't it? I think one day when you're really famous, we'll have to pull that little bit of audio off.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you're only 9, but you've got, like, a biography that you've appeared in all these different things. What? Tell us what you've appeared in before Evita.
Before Evita, I've appeared in a few school productions.
Yeah.
And I've also appeared in West End shows.
You've been to the West End?
Yes.
Wow.
A little bit told me you were in the Ambassador's Theatre in London.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
We were in the Ambassador's Theatre performing, and I performed two shows there, Pinocchio and The Secret Garden.
Pinocchio must have been fun to be involved with.
Yeah, it was really fun because I got a role, which was the cricket.
Really?
Yeah.
So at least your nose didn't have to grow, did it?
No.
And then Secret Garden, what was that one like?
That one was really fun doing because at the end I enjoyed it the most and we got to like hold flowers and like turn around and walk across the stage. It was really fun.
So Jasmine, when did you know that you wanted to do this, that you wanted to be on the stage? You're only 9 now.
I think since I was 6 or something.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's 6 years old. I mean, had you been watching other children on stage or other people on stage and you thought, I want to do that as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that how it came about?
Yeah, kind of.
And what about Mum and Dad? Did they encourage you to go to the theatre and watch shows?
Yes.
That's a big part, isn't it, Mum?
Definitely. We have nourished the whole interest in the art overall, and theatre is just one of these elements. When she was 6, indeed, we enrolled her to Stagecoach in the UK, which is quite a well-known, kind of commonly really known school of performing arts on the weekends. And so she was just going there like all the other kids doing dance, theatre, and singing. And through that, I think the interest just had grown. You know, she had done some, you know, piano classes on side of it, some other elements of music and art. And I think now she found her comfort zone, which is the musical theatre. in particular. So as we see it progressing, then we encourage it even more so. So we take always advantage of the Western shows, visits in, you know, in when we in London, we're planning a trip to Broadway next year, you know, to New York. So we are kind of ticking all of these boxes so she gets as much exposure as possible.
That's exciting, all that travelling, isn't it, eh?
Yeah.
Are you ever worried, though, about when she's let down, if she doesn't get a part? How do you handle that?
We cannot wait for that moment to come, actually, because I honestly need a reality check one day. And we were giggling about it with my husband. She's been truly successful along the way for the past few years. So we're waiting for the moment, like a wake-up call, because I think that will be a reality check, what is this industry about, and how much more you need to put into it and in order to kind of grow and develop in
and
the
you've
future.
Got to, you've got to take the knocks
so
as well as the success.
This is not a call to the producers to, you know, to let her, you know,
not
go,
get a part. Yeah.
But opposite, just to make her work harder. Yeah.
Fantastic. Right, we're going to come back in a short while and talk more Evita right here as we look forward to the production coming to Dubai.
Talking about Evita, which will be at Dubai Opera for you to see the live show all the way from London, January 22nd through to February the 3rd. Sounds like a long time, but it actually isn't quite a long run, is it?
It's not, is it? So you want to get your tickets pretty quick and make sure that you're there. Now, Jasmine Variga joins us on the show, feeling pretty amazing as she's just 9 years old and has landed a role in Evita.
Yeah, it's amazing to have you in the studio, and stay tuned because we have convinced somehow Jasmine to sing for us, haven't we? You're going to do that in a little while.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about that.
We've also got Andrew Oldfield, who's the marketing director from Broadway Entertainment Group. They are bringing the production to Dubai Opera and still looking for some of those walk-on parts.
Yes, indeed. If there's any adults out there, 18 to whatever age, please give us a call or drop us an email to evitaindubai@gmail.com. Just a little bit about yourself and why you want to be on stage in no less than 30 words.
I mean, that feeling to be on stage at Dubai Opera, it's going to be amazing.
I think it's exciting. And be able to bring the community together like this, I think it's great having the children and the adults. We're very excited about bringing everybody into Dubai Opera and getting them on stage. So if you're keen, if you want your 15 minutes of fame.
I think it takes a certain kind of person, though, because I went up there to get a picture under the big Evita sign because I was there judging the auditions where Jasmine won her role.
Yeah.
And I went up for the photograph and I was really scared just getting my photo taken, and there wasn't even everyone had left by then. But it felt like a big deal being on that stage. It's a world-class stage. Like, what do you love about it, Jasmine?
I love that I can perform in front of a crowd.
You don't feel scared at all?
No.
It's just exciting.
Yeah.
You don't have to have any rescue remedy.
No.
And how do you feel before you're about to walk on stage? Do you get any butterflies in your stomach?
No, I feel really excited before I go on stage.
Do you?
How do you feel, Aga, before she goes on stage?
I get butterflies. Oh, yes.
Any mum would, I imagine. It must be really hard to watch.
Listen, I trust her fully. I know what she's doing. And as I mentioned before, we actually let her go. So we try not to push too much and not to kind of pass on our anxieties onto her. We just let her go and just facilitate that progress and that experience, if you know what I mean. So I hope I won't be a stage mom that sometimes you watch them on TV and stuff, you know. No, we let her enjoy it.
So, I mean, if there's something that she wouldn't want to do, you would never push her into taking
not
a role?
No. It's just, for now, this is her time. Who knows? In a few years, she may tell me she wants to be a doctor. And then, of course, we will try to encourage her to go the way she feels, you know.
It's so funny, though, isn't it? Because I've just been on a holiday and there was 7 children under the age of 10 on a houseboat. So I was locked in with these children. And they decided to do a stage show one night. And we all had to sit there in our chairs and watch and encourage them.
Yeah.
It was rubbish. It was so bad. And I was thinking, should you be encouraging this when it's so bad? Because there are children like yourself who are not bad. So isn't it funny how every parent is encouraging their child to do this, but there are some that are good at it.
There are some that are good at it, but I just think, you know, being a parent, you get that feeling, you want to give them that opportunity and, you know, at least try it, even if it's not for you, at least try it, and, you know, thumbs up for doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have been practicing, and I believe you are going to do us a little rendition of the part that you're going to do when you're on stage.
Yes.
We're going to film this and we're going to put it on the internet.
Okay.
No pressure whatsoever.
Okay.
So take it away whenever you are ready, Jasmine.
Okay. Please gentle Ava, will you bless a little child? For I love you, tell heaven I'm doing my best. I'm praying for you, even though you're already blessed. Please, Mother Ava, will you look upon me as your own? Make me special. Be my angel, be my everything wonderful, perfect and true. And I'll try to be exactly like you. Please, Holy Ava, will you feed a hungry child? For I love you, tell heaven I'm doing my best. I'm praying for you, even though you're already blessed. Santa, Santa Evita, Madre de todos los niños, de los tiranizados, de los descamisados, de los trabajadores, de la Argentina.
Wow.
And that is why you got the part. Yeah. That was incredible.
Yeah, the judges had no problem deciding who was going to get that part. That was absolutely fantastic. And how did you learn the foreign words in that, the Argentinian language? Was it hard learning the Spanish?
It wasn't that hard. I just needed to go over it more times than the English.
Right. Yeah.
I think that was my favourite bit as well.
Yeah, it was.
It was incredible.
Yeah. We're just going to hear a little clip that Andrew brought in. The actress that's going to be playing the lead role is Madalena Alberto.
Correct, yes. She's played the role before.
Yeah.
I think she's a fantastic Ava, and you can tell by her voice when she's singing this. It's beautiful to listen to.
Let's have a listen.
So, yeah.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance. For fortune and as for fame, I never invited them in, though it seemed to the world they were all I desired. They are illusions, they are not the solutions they promised to be. The answer was here.
Such a beautiful voice, and that voice belongs to Madalena Alberto. She'll be the lady that's singing the lead vocal right here in Dubai.
January the 27th. Evita, I think this is the kind of production you're going to go along to, and you're going to sing the songs really badly at work for the next 3 weeks afterwards, don't you think?
Yes, they get in your brain, don't they? And you've got to keep singing those Evita songs, for sure.
So good. Get your tickets at dubaiopera.com. Thank you, everyone, for coming in. I just want to end on this text message that came into 4001. Every time I have clapped at a school performance, I have lied. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming in and joining us on the show.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.